Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Loving that beautiful music by Julie Newmark, julienewmarkmusic.com. That's Dime Store Halo bringing us in. Mindful eating is what we're talking about. Is this hippie stuff? Does this mean we all have to sit on the floor and sing Kumbaya to our turkey? Holly, mindful eating, this is something that's important?
You bet. It is.
And it's all the eating. We're supposed to eat with this and eat with this. Now there's something else to learn. Is this really that important?
Everybody take a deep breath. It's okay. It's not going to be too heavy, I promise. And this is also a case where I need you to do what I say and not what I do right now, because there are some days where I am flying through the kitchen, grabbing something, getting in my car, I have to admit, and I get it. But here's the deal. I want to talk about some research, all right? It's not going to be heavy. Okay. It's going to be easy, and it's going to be exciting. So this is the article that grabbed my attention. Mindful eating equals lower weight and blood pressure. Now,
mindful eating?
I'm going to talk about that. Okay. Or consuming food in response to physical cues of hunger and fullness. Okay, so being aware, that's being conscious, right? So it's not like, now listen, food is a lot in our culture. It is celebratory. It is used as a drug. We use it as medicine. When you look up diet in the dictionary, it actually says diet means habitual nourishment. So how, as a habit, do you nourish yourself is how I like to put it back to my patients. But here's the thing. This is eating mindfully, or this is consuming food in response to physical cues or hunger and fullness, is just as effective as adhering to nutrition-based guidelines in reducing weight and blood sugar levels in adults with type 2 diabetes. This is from a new study. Okay?
Okay, does that mean you only eat when you're hungry?
That means that you... Yep, that's exactly. So now that requires a lot, okay? That requires you to be in your body, and I say that kind of ethereal, I do. Like, be in your body, be conscious, be aware. And if we are that, you know, if we are in this rhythm, we usually want to kind of feed ourselves about every 2.5-3 hours. Okay. And so I said it wrong on my show. I was watching an episode of my show, and I said causal phase of digestion. It was completely wrong. It was the opposite. But there's a lot of things going on there, and I think I just got nervous.
That's why we listen and watch.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's why we do both. Uh-huh.
Our cephalic phase of digestion. And what that is, you know, we always think that digestion actually starts in the mouth by chewing. And there's not one patient that leaves my office, I promise you, one new patient, that I don't have chew your food on the recommendation list. I know, ain't rocket science, right? Chew your food, your health is going to be better.
Boy, those old fundamentals always work though, huh?
I actually think that digestion starts in your eyes and in your nose. Because here's the thing, our cephalic phase, that just means our head, that's our brain, okay? That's our consciousness, let's put it that way. Cephalic phase response has been extensively analyzed in the research. And what happens is if food is appealing by the mere sight and the mere smell of it, okay, it releases small messaging molecules that are critical for digestion. Cholecystokinin, somatostatin, neurotensin. They've all been found to increase by over 50% just by the mere sight and smell of food.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, so someone's cooking a meal. And because I'm married to a European, and this is something that I have is a life thing to get better at. I see her bring home the food. She unpackages it. It looks beautiful. All of a sudden, it hits a pan. I start smelling it. You set some chemical messengers. I don't need to know what those are, but the cholecysto, whatever that is, what does that exactly do, though? I mean, does that make us more hungry? Does that make us more mindful?
No, it gets your digestion all ramped up. Therefore, the food comes down because over 98% of the population have digestive disturbances of some sort. And we always knew it. There's a saying in school, when we were in school, heal the whole. Because your digestion, taking in nutrients, digesting, absorbing, assimilating those nutrients, letting those nutrients drive your biochemistry. Because if you've ever taken a nutrition class, it's all about biochemistry, believe it or not. Oh, yeah. They are not just a supplement shelf in a local health food store. Mm-hmm. It is nutrients that drive our body. When we can't make them for the most part, we have to get them in and we have to absorb them. So digestion is critical. And if you can get that digestive process started earlier and it can be effective, your health overall is going to be better. And that's a huge part. Huge
part. This is not driving up and talking to a clown here. I mean, you know, this, I mean, the drive-thrus. Yeah. And that's one of the things that's first on my patients list is you don't drive through and get food. You have to upgrade your ritual. You do.
Yes.
And if you do, at least get home, cut it up, and do that stuff. I find something very, very interesting here, Holly, because there's something called the French anomaly. Why do the French have far less disease? Why do they have, you know, they smoke more, drink more, more coffee, generally bad habits, higher sugar intake? Why do they have less diabetes? Why do they have less of every medical condition? Minerals, I think, are a big part of it, but I absolutely think this is a part of it. I think that more than research, I think culturally, you see these cultures that smell and embrace and get these messengers going, they're just thinner and healthier, Holly.
Yes, and they savor and they love the food. Let me talk about one little piece of research, and I'm not real research heavy because I'm a kind of an empirical practitioner, but I have a healthy respect for the research. Research has shown that chewing, so this is another part of mindful eating, okay? And it's another, please do what Dr. Holly says and reads about, not what I do sometimes, because I can be known to eat pretty darn fast, but chewing your food as well has the activation of taste receptors in the mouth, and that can prompt the nervous system to relay information to your GI system, that's your gut, to expedite the process of digestion. And I still believe that digestion is where it's at. We get that nice. And so it can decrease all sorts of systemic things that you might be experiencing from lack of good digestion, skin issues, eczema, adult onset acne, pain, rheumatoid arthritis, any other autoimmune disease. And you can also start feeling better by having less fatigue, by having less weight gain, by having being less prone to diseases that start that don't have to, because we can simply use our cephalic stage of digestion. Now, I want to talk really quickly about how this cephalic stage of digestion can backfire on us. If you are eating refined food, artificial sweeteners, okay, or slamming a Diet Coke, guess what? This is where that cephalic stage of digestion can kick you in the butt. And here's why. Because that sugar, your brain goes, whoa, sugar's coming in. I got it. Because it's the taste receptors. Oh, sugar. Your body doesn't know that it is artificial. I mean, excuse me, your body knows. Your brain doesn't know. So guess what is kicked out? Insulin. All of these things are ready to process sugar. And then sugar is nowhere to be found. So your insulin's like, holy crap, I need some sugar to manage. I gotta have some sugar. And it usually makes you more hungry and also sets you up for insulin resistance.
It should, and that's why biggie diet sodas lead to biggie fries and biggie burgers and biggie double, because it does. It will cause that insulin to go up. And then they say, I'll have two burgers, two fries, and a Diet Coke. And they wonder why they gain weight. And there is research. Diet soda, how they can get away with using the word diet, I don't know. And I know we'll never get sponsored by any diet company now from now on, but I'm going to have to live with that pain. But a lot of these artificial sweeteners have been shown to gain up to 10 pounds because of that. So it's very real. And you think you're doing something well, think you're being mindful, choosing the diet product, but in essence, your chemistry is saying no.
That's right. And they're also known as excitotoxins, which is another segment that we're just going to have to cover.
Well, I want to take a quick review. Mindful eating, I'm getting this from you, Holly, is this brain phase. It's the thought, it's you're actually hungry, your body is craving this. And mindful eating is not just eating because it's a pattern, because you're in this ritual, but eating because you're hungry and your body's ready for nourishment. About every 2 to 4 hours, somewhere in there, everybody's going to need that. Dr. Holly puts on her patient list, chew your food. But even before chewing, the actual digestive process starts with an appealing sight, an appealing smell. This relates to these chemical messengers being sent, telling your body that it is ready for food. Chewing the food then activates these receptors, and then the mindful eating process happens. So you can read about this on blogs at RadioMD.com. Remember, mindful eating starts with looking and honoring your food. We ask you to do that at RadioMD.com.